würde jetzt an den Herrn Professor Garte übergeben, der jetzt den nächsten Vortrag überleitet.
Ja, vielen Dank. Also es ist eine ganz kurze Übernahme, die ich eben habe. Wir bleiben im internationalen Bereich und ich bin dankbar für das Beispiel des FIACAS, wo man sieht, wie schön der Blick über den Tellerrand ist. Und man sieht, da gibt es auch internationale Erfahrungen, die spannend sind. Den nächsten Gast, den ich ankündigen darf, I'm happy to announce, because he will talk in English, Bas Hendriksen, but at this moment I also will turn over to German again, weil Bas ganz gut Deutsch versteht. Er wird den Vortrag auf Englisch halten. Wir haben aber hinterher die Möglichkeit, zumindest die Fragen auf Deutsch zu stellen. Ich würde dann notfalls übersetzen, ne, damit es also offen ist. Er hat hier vorneweg seine Vita geschickt. Da steht vieles drin, was man erwarten würde. Ja, er ist Verkehrsplaner im Bereich Radverkehr. Er ist, habe ich mir vergessen, London Shout Group, ja, heißt die, glaube ich. Dort arbeitet er und beschäftigt sich also mit den üblichen Fragestellungen. Aber was interessant ist, und da habe ich gefragt, was ist das denn? Dutch Cycling Embassy. Ich habe gesagt, das ist doch irgendwas, so ein Quatsch oder so. Nein, es ist kein Quatsch. Es gibt offensichtlich eine holländische Fahrradbotschaft. Und Bas Hendriksen ist Fahrradbotschafter, holländischer königlicher Fahrradbotschafter. Und er hat die Möglichkeit, so steht es hier, also er hat die Ehre, ausländische Delegationen, die in die Geheimnisse der holländischen Radstory einzuweisen. Und also am Beispiel der Städte Amsterdam, Nijmegen, Utrecht oder Houten, was 2018 als beste Fahrradstadt in Holland ausgezeichnet wurde, also das zu machen. Er bietet das also auch an, tatsächlich. Also mir hat das angeboten, ich denke, das gilt für Sie auch. Also wenn Sie tatsächlich mal gute Beispiele aus Holland sehen wollen, ist Bas Hendriksen der Botschafter, der das möglich macht. Aber jetzt bei dem Vortrag zunächst einmal geht es auch um die Fragestellung Fußgänger und oder Radverkehr in Fußgängerzonen. Ich habe vorhin hier noch auf die Tafeln von der Arbeitsgemeinschaft Fahrradfreundliche Kommunen geschaut. Da steht das Ziel, dass in Thüringen 12% Radverkehrsanteil erreicht werden soll. Und meinem Alter geschuldet habe ich schon wieder vergessen, was mir Bas Hendriksen zu Holland gesagt hat, aber es war jenseits der 20%, und zwar im nationalen Maßstab, was dort an Radverkehr ist. Also, jetzt kommt a European Benchmark, the Netherlands and the possibilities of cycling in pedestrian zones.
Thank you very much for this warm welcome. Cycling in pedestrian zones. I was asked to expose some experience from the Netherlands, and I will show you some examples in the next 30 minutes something. The first picture is in my hometown Utrecht, a city with 250,000 people, growing, it's getting bigger and bigger. And this is a picture of the medieval city center, and this is a picture just not in the pedestrian zone. Right here starts the pedestrian zone, and this is a mixed zone, that's a shared space for cyclists and pedestrians. And this is now actually one of the major topics in Utrecht. What will the future bring for this shared space? You've heard before already, pedestrians tend to get scared from cyclists, and a lot of almost accidents happen, but luckily enough, not that much accidents happen. It's nice to say that Holland has a dramatic registration of traffic casualties, only on the Bundeswegen. The figures are correct, but further cyclists, pedestrians, if you don't get into the hospital with your wounded, then you won't get registrated. Well, that is for a starter. I work for the Runde Schlootgroep, and company traffic consultancy company based in Nijmegen. And this is me over there. That's all one writing up. With a group of Norwegian people from the city of Oslo. One of the nice parts of my job is to give this kind of lectures to people from all over the world who are visiting the Netherlands, or sometimes I go abroad to tell them what we do in the Netherlands with cycling. I showed them the city of Utrecht, a lot of nice examples. So if you are planning to visit Utrecht or another place in the Netherlands, please contact us, then maybe we meet again in the Netherlands. But first, what I do besides the Dutch Cycling Embassy is that I'm a consultant in cycling policy for local governments, the province of Utrecht. I work for the Fietsersbond, the Dutch Cyclist Union, I have to say. And I do a lot of cycling safety projects, for instance, building a safety performance index for some local governments. A brief introduction in cycling in the Netherlands. Of course, you have to experience it yourself, but 84% of the Dutch cycle. That means that almost every car driver is also a cyclist, and every cyclist is also a car driver. So that makes it that they understand each other, and that's, like you said, we have unfortunately 200 fatalities each year, cyclists, and that's 33% of all casualties. But when you transport that to the kilometers we cycle each year, then we are almost the safest cycling country in the world. With 60 million people, we own 20 million bikes, and 27% of all trips is made by bike. That's nationwide. In a few cities, it will rise to 40, or sometimes in parts of the city, like the city center of Amsterdam, it's 60% of all trips is made by bike. And of course, because that we are cycling so much, it's very important in our good health and happiness indexes that is that are made each year. We always follow just behind Switzerland and the Nordic countries. I give you some examples. The first is the city of Groningen, up north. They were the first city that shut down the whole city, historic city center, for cars. You can't go in unless you have to bring some goods to a shop or something. But other cars are banned, and there are a few bus lines through the city center, but further you can go only there with bike or go walking. And that is what I forgot to say. 27% of the trips is made by cycle, and 22% of the trips are made walking nationwide. Since 2016, Groningen is experimenting with the few streets that were not open for cyclists to open them. And I will also explain with Nexity why they do that. That was followed just about 10 years ago, and that's one of the main reasons why they were chosen the best cycling city in 2014. This is the main square, and well, you can see children cycling easy on the main square. The Hague is a very nice example. They are the only city that has a maximum speed for cyclists in the city center of 15 kilometers an hour. That's quite a normal speed, a bit slow for the most cyclists who are on the way to a destination, like work or the train station, but for recreational cyclists, it's a good, good speed to handle. But of course, nobody will really track them. So if you're driving at another speed higher than 15, nobody will notice. Sometimes there's a lot of space to cycle and to walk. Sometimes it's a bit busier, and sometimes it's even more busy. It's not really on this picture. But that's the reason why last year, after an experiment of 5 years, the city council decided that they had to evaluate the new situation of cycling in the pedestrian zones. And the evaluation said, it's too dangerous. There are too many near accidents. Pedestrians don't find themselves safe. So you have to say to the cyclist, sorry, you only can come here cycling in the morning, but after 12 o'clock it's done. The rest of the day you have to go around the city center. Well, the deputy mayor said, we don't do that. That's only November last year, 2017. We don't do that. We want one set of rules for the entire city center. So that makes it easy for everybody to understand. You can cycle and walk in the city center, and that's it. And you have to be polite to each other. Well, we had elections yesterday. It seems maybe the city council will defer, have another deputy mayor, and maybe he will change it because the pedestrians are complaining about the cyclists. When they introduced cycling in pedestrian zones, and the Hague had the following arguments to do so. A shortage of space in the city center. It means there's no room for public transport, no room for cars, but also no room, well, not everywhere, for separated bike lanes. So the solution was bring the cyclists and the pedestrians to each other in the same room, in the same space. Public transport tends to go much, much more around the city center than go through the city center, which makes distances for pedestrians bigger. So that's where the cycle comes in, to make the city center reachable for all people. They thought that cyclists would slow down when there is no separated infrastructure for them. Well, that's not always the case. Like I said, you have ongoing cyclists, and you have cyclists who have a destination in the city center, shopping or living. They will go slower, and ongoing cyclists will go faster. The pedestrian is the host, and the cyclist should have been the guest in the pedestrian zone. The pedestrians don't feel like it, like I said. They thought that by allowing cycling in all the streets, the cyclists would spread out over all the streets, but that's not what really happened. They tend to have the bigger roads to the city center. So there's a peak of cyclists, and in the narrow streets there's less cycling. Another argument was that the same traffic regulations make it easy for everybody to understand. So, you can walk here, you can cycle here, but they forgot the tourists. The locals, they know, they have to look around and is there cyclists coming or not. Tourists tend to look up. they want to see the buildings, the churches, they look up, and they don't look around. And so a lot of accidents, near accidents, are with tourists. Well, the maximum speed of 15 kilometers an hour over the show. And well, there's the evaluation of 2017. It was a nice report, and they did nothing with it. Another city in Dordrecht, a pedestrian zone, but cycling is allowed between 7 and 11. And when the shops are closed, well, this is deliberate one, because when are the shops closed? Do you know when the shops are closed and which shop is leading? Some shops are closed at 5, some shops close at 6, and some shops close at 7 or even 8. So it's you have to be specific. And then again, cycling, you have to walk, look around. And the years are pedestrians, there are pedestrians, children. You don't have the time to look at those plates. So make it easy, make it in one view that the cyclist and the pedestrian know what they can expect. Well, Utrecht. My hometown. This is the city center, and green lines should have been the main roads for cyclists. That's what the municipality wants that we use, but the main route is here along the canal, the old canal. Now this is the place where those pictures are, and the first picture was it's a very small road, the mixed area, with a lot of near accidents, complaints of pedestrians, and they're all right. When I am there and I'm a pedestrian, I think, come on, cyclists, go away. When I'm a cyclist, I think, pedestrians, please, step aside, I have to go through. So, what I do, I don't bike there anymore. I bike to the nearest parking lot for cycles, and put my bike there, and then, okay, I walk from there. So I don't get any conflicts there anymore with the pedestrians. Now, one of the main topics of the elections yesterday was, what is the future of this road? Will it be a pedestrian area with no cycling? Will it be a pedestrian area with cycling sometimes? Or will it be like it is? Or will it be a real cycle path? The difference in the political parties was, well, like I said just now, they differ. They have all a different solution, so it will be exciting what they will decide eventually. But the municipality thinks, okay, 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, you can cycle there, but on Saturday and Sunday, there are too many tourists and people from out of town don't go cycling there anymore. And then you have to make a detour, but maybe those detours will also be made impossible. And that's a strange thing to know, when you know that 60% of the visitors of Utrecht city center is coming there by bike. And they spend more than 60% of all things they buy in the shops is being bought by the cyclists. Even last year they made a calculation. The city invests $5 to $8 million euros each year in cycling infrastructure and things, and that pays off because it saves them 260 million It's called Bikonomics. That's for each euro they invest, they'll get the 30 times more back in worth. So the orange is the pedestrian zone right now, and the purple is the expansion. In the rest of the pedestrian zone, cycling is not allowed, except when the shops are closed. Here they say it's from 18. It's not really sharp, but they show the times here. But then again, it's too much information. You can't read it. I've tried it several times, read it and cycle through. It's impossible. But when you cycle through and it's impossible, you get a fine of 55 euros. And then they are polite. In some other municipalities, it's a fine of 90 euros when you get fined. This picture shows also that cyclists want to cycle as far as possible. When it's possible, they want to park their cycle before the shop. Go in the shop, go out again, take their bicycle and cycle home or to the next destination. So you can cycle to here. You park your bike here and then walk further. Is there a Dutch approach in pedestrian areas? No, there isn't. It's all there are three main cities who allow cycling in pedestrian zones, but in all the other pedestrian zones, it's only allowed after the closing hours of the shops, and otherwise it's not possible at all. Every municipality has their own regulations. It's just like the that's not a good example. So most cities don't allow cycling in pedestrian zones. Some cities experiment with cycling in pedestrian zones, but the results are not that convincing. Other cities expand the pedestrian zones, and that's in favor of the pedestrians, but not in favor of the cyclists. And apart from that, public transport is going away from the city centers. That's also different with the pedestrian zones I've seen here and in Austria and in the Schweiz. When it's in Holland, a pedestrian zone is for pedestrians, and then there are no trams or buses driving there, so that's a different set of ground rules, I guess. It's not scientific, but I've made up some criteria who are relevant in the discussion if it should be a pedestrian zone or if it should be a pedestrian cycling zone. The space available, the amount of it, is of course very important. Is there enough space for the cyclists to surpass the pedestrians? How many space do you require? It's of course it follows out the total amount of pedestrians and cyclists, but also what kind of pedestrians? So are there locals who know the rules, or are there tourists who are only looking up to the nice buildings? And what kind of cyclists are there? Is it ongoing cyclists, or is it destination traffic? It's a big difference. And then, of course, when you allow cycling, you have to give the cyclists room to park their bike. that's not always the case. Like here in Amsterdam, there is a bunch of cycles, but when you look here, there is a plate that says, don't put your bike here. And of course, as Dutch do, we park there our own bike there. So there is a whole world of new innovative ideas in cycle parking. This is also in Utrecht. It used to be a shop, and now it's a shop where you can park your car and your bike. About 800 bikes can go in there. And also you can rent a buggy if you have a baby. You know, you cycle up to this destination and then you rent a free buggy, go around shopping. You can get your post packets there. Well, and this is an impression how it could look. And this also is a sign, a real-time sign, where we inform cyclists where there is parking space for the cycle. And then some examples how not to inform cyclists that they may or may not cycle there. It's possible to make it easier, I guess.
Okay, thank you very much, Bas, for your interesting presentation. Man kriegt so ein Gefühl davon, was es bedeutet, wenn es viele Radfahrer gibt. Ja, also was mir, ich habe an das Diagramm nochmal gedacht von dem österreichischen Kollegen. Da sind ja nicht die Fußgänger das Problem in der Fußgängerzone, sondern die Radfahrer sind das Problem. Also wenn über 20 Radfahrer pro 5 Minuten unterwegs sind, dann ist es eigentlich schon nicht mehr völlig unabhängig davon, wie viele Fußgänger unterwegs sind. Dann funktioniert die Mischung schon nicht mehr. Und ich glaube, diese Situation haben wir in Holland, dass da halt schnell mal mehr als 20 Radfahrer 5 Minuten unterwegs sind. Und deswegen ist ja auch die Politik offensichtlich so, dass es nicht gerne gesehen wird, Fußgängerzone. So, Fragen auf Deutsch oder Englisch. Auf jeden Fall kurz und verständlich.
Ich stelle es mal auf Deutsch. Versuche es auch auf Englisch nachträglich zu übersetzen, einfach. Meine Frage ist, Lastenfahrräder, gerade gewerblich genutzte Lastenfahrräder, sind die immer frei, auch wenn es Beschränkungen gibt, den Lieferverkehr, wie wird damit umgegangen? Habe ich das verstanden? Cargo bikes?
Yeah.
Take this. No, cargo bikes are being promoted, especially by the city of The Hague. They have a subsidy program and they hope that all those diesel buses and diesel vans will be that will be cargo bikes. So a friend of mine is organizing the International Cargo Bike Festival on the 14th of April in Berlin. So maybe if you're interested in cargo bikes, go there. He knows everything about cargo bikes.
But
what about the regulation of cargo bikes?
Is it allowed to use cargo bike
anytime?
Or is it
cargo bike? Well, no. It's a new product and it's not really completely regulated. Like we in Holland always not regulate everything just behind the comma. That's the spread of fashion, I guess. Cargo bikes are being seen as a bike, and so if the bike may go there, the cargo bike also may go there. But sometimes they see it as a van, and then they have some windows where you can load and loss your cargo bike or van. In the inner cities, and that's mostly between 9 and 10 in the morning. So usage in chat position and very limited. Is that?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Florian Müller. You made a distinction between locals and tourists and made the assumption that the locals know the rules. Is that safe to say? And if so, how do they learn about the rules?
Well, it's a bit of an educated guess. But because we have a lack of administration in actions, I can't prove it. But when I walk in Amsterdam or wherever, you recognize tourists from far. Some cyclists localize them and give them room with others. And, well, they don't localize the tourists and don't anticipate on it. The beautiful of pedestrians and cyclists is that they are they can see and look at each other in the eyes, and that makes it possible to make a swarm around each other, or a colleague of mine called it dancing around each other. You can make contact, eye contact, like we do now. And that's very important in traffic to not get in conflict with each other. That's the big difference with car drivers. There's a bunch of metal and glass around them. It's very difficult to make eye contact with the car driver. So that makes it possible that it often goes ends well. But unfortunately, sometimes it isn't. And that part of people quite often who are looking, oh, what a nice building, or what a nice Gothic church around there. So no proof, no.
May I just add to this question, are tourists a problem as pedestrians, or are tourists a problem as cyclists?
Well, a lot of Americans especially, they tend to come to Amsterdam and go cycling over there. They never cycle at home, they have never touched the cycle, and then they come in Amsterdam, the most busiest cycling place in the world, maybe with Copenhagen, and then they go cycling. Well, that is quite a distortion. It disturbs the local people because you get file forming on the traffic on the bike lanes.
Gibt es in den dänischen Städten Konzepte zum Radverkehr? Are there any concepts for the infrastructure in the cities, maybe for main routes or for parking areas, or standards for parking areas and so on? Are there any concepts?
The Dutch organization CFOW has a ontwerpwijze fietsverkeer, a design bundle how to design cycling infrastructure and cycling parking facilities. And it's also available in English, and you can order it on COA.nl.
And is there a concept special for Den Haag or for Utrecht? Has the city and concept only for Spain?
No, there is no design manual for pedestrian towns in the Netherlands. So that's what we can learn from Austria.
Because in Germany, the often the first step is to make a concept for the city, and then to make step two, and then you are planning the cycle paths and so. And so you get a network of paths, and so it's better to think at first about the concept, about the net, the network, and then you are planning the paths and public areas.
Well, that's why I show a lot of people in the city of Houten. It's completely new, except for one church and 10 houses. And now there are living 8,000 people, and it's planned from A to Z. And they planned it, they built a roundway, and when you want to drive to your home, you get from the roundway and then you go to your own neighborhood. But you can't leave the neighborhood on another way than via the roundway again. And that's why it's a cycling city. It takes far more time to go out your own neighborhood, take the roundway, and go in on another place to visit or to shop or whatever. So everybody cycles. And because you can cycle from almost everywhere to almost everywhere else, there are no conflicts. And people, children from 4 years, 5 years old, cycle on their own to school. So it's a very safe neighborhood. And
so it's important to have a network cycle more safely.
Yeah, but this city is planned from start, and that's mostly not the case. So.
Das sind auch sehr schöne Gespräche für die Kaffeepause. Hier gab es noch Fragen?
Ja. I'm Paul Bücher from Munich, and it was last time in Leipzig. In the pedestrian scene, there was a red lane for the cyclists, and I think we had the same problem in Munich. When there's a red lane, cyclists feel priority, and you said that there's a discussion to get rid of the cyclists at all. Will it not be a first step to get rid of this red lane, and then look if this will be better without this line, which seems to give priority to the cyclists?
Well, I feel a lot for the point of the city that they want to have the same rules, set of rules everywhere in the city center. But if you want to have the same rules, then you have also to have the same infrastructure. So it could be a nice point to get rid of the few separated bicycle lanes in the city center.
Noch Fragen? Dann sind wir bei der Kaffeepause jetzt. Das passt doch. Wunderbar. Also nochmal vielen Dank für den Beitrag aus Holland.